I imagined a shadow worn into the white stone path beneath my feet from the constant pounding as I trudge along this same route, every hour for forever. First to Heimdall, then to Fire, then to Odin. Heimdall, Fire, Odin. Always it was the same. I stopped in front of the wheelhouse and breathed deeply. My gaze traveled the height of the column beside me, upward to the lintel above my head. There is a frieze carved there, a depiction of Heimdall, arms outstretched, stars alighting on his fingertips, the nine worlds rotating around him. Gripping the hilt of the sword that rests at my hip, I stepped across the threshold and into the great god's domain. In the middle of the deepest black of space, the wheelhouse shone like a beacon. The columns that mark the corners of its octagonal shape, a potential doorway to the other eight worlds. Heimdall stood across from me. Before him, a portal glowed with all the colors of light. From where I stood, it looked like a prism imbued with the golden glow of a sun. For Heimdall, it was a window into a world. It was knowledge. I opened my mouth to speak, but his deep voice rumbled through the wheelhouse before I found my own voice. "There is nothing." I saw him in profile, saw his downcast eyes, felt his regret. But he didn't look at me. The conversation was over. He knew I would be back, and we would repeat what had become a sort of ritual for us both. In the time immediately following Desi's disappearance, I traveled to all the worlds, all save for Helheimer, to which I was forbidden entry. In every kingdom, it was the same. Desi could not be found. I bowed my head, fighting the shame that clawed at my insides. If only. As I turned on my heels to leave, my eyes rose to the lintel again. Heimdall is the greatest of us all. His power allows us to exist, allows the worlds to keep their orbit, allows guardians to travel to Midgard. And yet, even he could not help me. Odin had not allowed me to go to Helheimer, but now, as I marched to Valhalla, I doubted his wisdom, his warning. He foresaw that Hel would claim me, remake me in its image once more, and that I, as guardian and demon, both would once again strive to bring Loki's damnation to Midgard. But now I thought, if I could save Desi, it would be worth it. She wouldn't allow me to destroy Earth. I felt sure of it. I knew it would cause her pain, endless, torrential pain. But if she lived, if she was well and whole, once she discovered the price I had paid to rescue her, she would never forgive me, never forgive herself. But did I have a choice? Directly across from the bridge rose the gold and white stone steps of Valhalla, the warrior's eternal rest, though no warrior actually rests there. As I approached, I could hear the ring of steel on steel. A large golden door barred the way. Figures in relief on the door's surface shifted and changed, replaying the great warrior's victories. Beyond the door, I heard voices rising with laughter, with friendly taunts that invited the sparring to greater intensity. I raised my fist to knock, for none could enter without the invitation of a Valkyrie, the guardian warriors. But the door opened before my fist landed on its surface. Fire stood there, ever dressed for war. Her wheat-colored hair coiled at her neck, her golden-winged helmet resting in the crook of her gauntleted arm. She smiled sadly, but said nothing. Her eyes said it all. I clenched my jaw and tightened the grip on my sword hilt. Her eyes flicked to my weapon, then back to my face, her expression softening. "Would you like to fight?" "Not, there is no news. Not, we have discovered nothing. Instead, come." For a moment, I hesitated. I hadn't yet spoken with Odin for long enough that there could have been news. He might have heard something. "Come," Fire insisted, stepping forward and taking my elbow in her hand.